Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rob Sparing. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. And now, play ball. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparing moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparing scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardenal scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Carter and he is out, Lintz applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lintz moves to second. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biedner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is called out on strikes. one out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive off the glove of Madlock, and into shallow left field. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Manguel reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manguel scores. Carter moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Lentz hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Bonham moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Bonham moves to third. Sparing moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonham tags and scores. Sparing tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparing scores. Cardinal moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardinal moves to third. Morales moves to second. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biedner. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Cardinal scores. Morales scores. Monday moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 7-2, Cubs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-1 in the game. Hosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Trillo moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bonham bunts towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. Trillo moves to third. Hosley moves to second. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-0 in the game. With two walks, Sparing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 2. the Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 1 in the game. Scanlon hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bailey strikes out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Taylor covering. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hosley takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to second. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biotner, who is chasing the ball. Bonham reaches third base with a triple. Monday scores. Hosley goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Cubs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sparing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lentz bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Hosley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal scores. Madlock moves to third. Monday moves to second. It's 11-2, Cubs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Monday scores. Trillo moves to third. It's 13-2, Cubs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Vic Harris now playing left field. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 2 in the game. Scanlon takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Biotner scores. Scanlon moves to third. It's 13-4, Cubs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Ron Dunn now playing third base. Pete Mackinnon pinch hits for Don DeMola. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Pete Mackinnon now playing second base. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to second. One out. Barry Foote pinch hits for Pat Scanlon. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got two RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a line drive into left field. Harris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Jorgensen scores. Bailey moves to third. Manguel moves to second. It's 13-5, Cubs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Carter reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. Manguel moves to third. It's 13-6, Cubs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Expos 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote now catching. Larry Parrish now playing third base. Gary Carter now playing right field. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Murray covering. Safe. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn takes first base on ball four. Hosley moves to second. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hosley moves to third. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Expos 6. The Expos will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Nate Colbert pinch hits for Dale Murray. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing misplays the ball. That's an error on Sparing. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colbert moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Montreal Expos, 6. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.